Man. I would love to go to that.
Oh, we're talking about right, welcome to Geek to the Square Table, episode 27. I'm Lawrence of America, and today with me is...
Adam.
Gomer.
David.
Taylor.
And Jules.
And as always, we are live from Madison, Tennessee at Comic City 2.
We're recording live.
Recording live.
Oh, we're not Son of Maddie.
Yeah, okay. I guess
Son of Maddie.
Larry don't like
fine,
that.
Fine, fine.
Larry don't like
we are recording live. Apparently, the rest of us are all undead or something. Because we're not live. All right, and we were just
sorry,
all
live. Larry. We can't
all
keep,
live.
We can't, you said we can't live up to your high standards of enthusiasm.
Live, I'm just saying. All right, we were just having a fabulous discussion
about movies.
About impact being paid not to be allowed.
What is
MTAC?
What is
for anyone listening who doesn't know where Madison, Tennessee is, it is part of Nashville, Tennessee.
It is, yes. Just
in the
metropolitan
area.
Wizard World, which does a chain of conventions nationally. They tried, once Nashville got its new convention center, they tried to buy MTAC.
MTAC said no.
And MTAC refused.
Yep.
And
good
then
for them.
They
good
paid
for them.
The new and the old Nashville Convention Center not to let MTAC do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Because, let's be honest, Wizard World isn't the convention you want to go to.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not. It's the
more
E3
mayhem.
Of convention.
Yeah, it's more mayhem than fun.
Exactly. When I go to a convention, I want to see the local shops at the convention.
And you
I want
to
see writers and artists.
But you want to have a moment with those writers and artists.
Yes.
You don't want to feel like a cow in a cattle, you know, corral, just getting pushed on to the next step of
I want more comic books than I want anything. I want
local
vendors.
You know what? The ironic thing is, at that convention, we got so many people who found us and came in and go, wow, you've got an amazing selection compared to the crap I saw at this convention.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm like, well, this is our everyday stuff, not just what we could fit in a van.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But I think that's terrible.
Like, that's
that,
what cons are now.
Yeah.
They're weekend-long marketing.
Yeah. And I think that's
and
what they
cosplay.
Have. Yeah, and I think that's what probably what they
all
about
that cosplayers because they make the whole thing not completely worthless.
Well, I think there was always an aspect of promotion to it, but it has lost that sense of fandom.
Well, okay, like let's
well
talking about like the big boy of comic conventions, Comic-Con International in San Diego.
Yeah.
That started off as like a bunch of dudes in their basement and eventually grew into like this super important way of promoting the comics. It's the way you get your news. That's kind of been antiquated by modern technology. I mean, it's pretty easy to get the information out there nowadays.
But now it's just more of a fandom.
Now it's a fan event.
It being the biggest one, you know, and it got hijacked by Hollywood.
Well, yeah, now it's more about pop culture than it is comics.
Right.
Yeah.
Comics have a huge
Marvel
presence on it.
Off its next movie trailer.
Yeah.
Than
they still have the announcements, though. They still, like, try to hold up. A few announcements that are, like, Comic-Con.
Because they know people are looking that way.
Yes.
They know a lot more people are looking that way.
You know, and the funny thing is, everything but the actual comics themselves are considered pop culture. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, X-Men are all considered pop culture.
Yeah.
But those comics are not. Just those comic book characters are.
But those characters have grown past just the pages, though.
Yeah,
they've... Panels.
My whole thing is, as somebody who went to Comic-Con in the 90s, and then in the early 2000s, and then in the mid-2000s where I stopped going, was I saw it go from the mecca of comic books I've been looking for years.
Yeah.
The mecca of running into writers and artists I've always wanted to meet.
To
finding out the next big thing that's going to go on in Marvel or DC. To meeting the guys who are going to put out the next best Image book. To trailers, movies.
And now what, though?
Toys.
Well, that's good. I'm cool with all that stuff being
there.
Yeah,
but all
like the other stuff... It's like they subtracted the stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that all this other stuff
overshadowed.
And it's
time
just more
I
difficult
went.
For you to get those interactions that you had in the 90s just because
well,
it's so popular.
Guys
now.
True.
Now.
No matter how big the convention center
they
gets,
know it.
They cannot keep up with the influx of people who want to be there.
Exactly.
Which, it's a good thing in a sense, but yeah, you're
it
right.
Is, but the,
we can bitch and complain about the good old days, too.
But the way we started the conversation was a Wizard World hijacking...
Oh yeah, back MTAC.
And forth. And MTAC, and that's terrible.
Yes.
We're living in capitalism. There's supposed to be competition.
Yeah.
If Wizard World, if you can't compete
really?
With MTAC, and your thing, your alternative is to buy them out. That's not.
Well,
that's
what
not,
they do. What, they buy
that's
out
not
the
in the spirit of. That's not in the spirit
start,
of capitalism.
No, that's
the
monopoly.
That's,
yeah, it's.
Well, unfortunately, monopolies, although they're illegal,
quote unquote illegal, yes,
have become perfectly accepted.
That's right.
Why we have a monopoly on our cable company.
Yeah, there might be three cable companies, but try to get cable for under $100.
Well, no, here's the thing.
See, competition doesn't mean monopolies are illegal, but oligarchies are totally okay.
Yeah. And collusion. Well, there's laws against collusion if you bust them. You know,
well, and
we are running a political science.
Unfortunately, the problem with monopolies being illegal came with it's
Uncle Moneybag.
Sure, I trust that, ladies and gentlemen.
I blame it on Bill Gates. And here's why: because Bill Gates are like, you control this. You know, you have a monopoly. We're going to break you up.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can attempt to do that. I'm going to move to Canada.
Yeah.
Then they said, I'm sorry. Can I blow you? Can I make up for it? Yeah. Do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
And that was the response from our government.
The exact transcript from that era.
The exact transcript.
That's weird, though, because he had the same deal in Europe. And they said, no, you can't have Internet Explorer and Windows, you know, that whole debacle. And then he said the same thing. Well, I just won't sell my stuff in Europe. And Europe was like, fine. Don't sell your stuff here. That's what America should have done. Go to Canada and we won't sell your product here.
Yep. They still sell it.
Yeah. Well, they do, but they made them conform to their rules and said, no, you can't just offer the Internet Explorer and all
these. He gave it away. He sells it the exact same way over there. They buckled. Because guess what? Nobody else is putting it out. Nobody's competing with them.
They didn't per se buckle because Apple blew up in Europe after.
Yeah, and
that's
and,
why
and
everyone
still
in
had,
Europe
that's what happened. Still had to suffer
he
through regulations.
Apple.
Who? Bill Gates?
Yes, he owns 50%.
And that's fine and all because Bill Gates isn't really even doing anything at Windows anymore.
Bill Gates isn't really like a terrible person because his children aren't even getting most of his money. You know that?
Yeah.
It's all going to
everybody's
billions, almost trillions of dollars.
Children in Africa. Of his income. Yeah. Yeah. To
children
charity.
In Africa are getting more money than his
bad
children.
Guy. Yeah. I'm saying.
He's a great businessman.
At that point.
And he's a nerd.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's a fellow nerd.
No, he's a great businessman.
Yeah. He is an awesome businessman.
That's what makes him a crappy guy.
He sold DOS before he even had it.
Yeah.
He had, you know, like, what, $100,000 contract for DOS when he bought it off some guy for $10,000.
Yeah.
You know,
And then it was good marketing.
Yeah. You know, and he pirated from Apple off of their pirating of Xerox.
Yes.
And beat them to the market with their own fucking stolen product.
Was it Kings of Silicon Valley?
Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Great little biopic on that.
And of course it's based on a book.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Much better than the Jobs movie, I thought. Pirates of Silicon Valley, which is weird. I thought Ashton Kutcher did a great job with his walk and talk and all that, but it was not a good movie. It was not entertaining.
No.
Just seeing Ashton Kutcher.
The Social Network was much better.
I liked the Social
Network.
Social Network was,
I loved, what was it, Justin Timberlake who played the Napster guy?
Yes, he played the Napster guy. Oh, yeah. He's great.
But you lost. Oh, yeah? You've been into a Tower Records lately?
Yeah, you're going to buy a Tower Records, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, so, speaking of movies, did anyone else see what Marvel released yesterday?
Yeah,
on television and the internet.
Assemble the Universe.
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. did not show this week, so they showed a sort of mini documentary about the
history and
Marvel
future.
Cinematic Universe that they put together. Like the them started off with them, of course, making Iron Man, hiring Robert Downey Jr., all that.
Yeah.
And then they went through all their movies. But we got to see some new stuff coming up towards the very end.
I didn't see any of
artwork
it. It's
on the
Quicksilver
internet.
Let's just go and get this out of the way. Quicksilver's Avengers concept art is already so much
better
than the Days of Future Past. And it's just like a simple blue outfit.
It's just like him wearing like a jumpsuit.
I actually did see that.
Even his hair was slicked back and short. It's not even gray, and it still looks better.
They showed the Hulkbuster armor in that same set. And that looked really cool.
They had a picture of the Hulkbuster arm.
Even Scarlet Witch looks better.
Scarlet Witch, she's like,
yeah, it's
just
red,
she's rocking like a regular casual outfit with a red jacket, but yeah, she looks good. Yeah. Well, I think they understand, and this is true of most of the Marvel outfits, some exception with the Thor outfits, obviously.
Yeah.
Simplicity works in movies, and you shouldn't try to throw all these frills that are just going to look stupid. The Quicksilver outfit looks stupid. Less I think is more belt. Than less anything, is more. The jacket and the goggles X-Men are just costumes. Ridiculous.
Less is more the, in that
the
context.
Black leather with yeah. just simple black designs leather. Of what.
Well, yeah, they even was. Pointed out in the X-Men movie yeah. when you saw like we wearing all this black leather. Would you rather prefer yellow spandex? Because they understood that would look stupid. Yes. Yellow spandex.
I wouldn't mind seeing. Yeah. But that's just
well, you
me.
Want it because you're a nerd. The average moviegoer exactly. is going to go in and not right. like who doesn't really care about Wolverine's costume.
Spider-Man.
Be like, that's
be
the
happy.
Stupidest thing I've
Spider-Man
ever seen.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're
Spider-Man right. has a fairly simple costume.
Yeah,
correct. It's not as flamboyant.
It's easier to do. Yes, yeah.
and it's more iconic. I would
yeah,
say.
It agreed. It's that's way more agreed. Iconic.
Yeah. Like, some character costumes are just part of the zeitgeist, I guess. Superman, yeah. Batman, Spider-Man.
There's no change in
that's
Batman
what they
cost.
Look like.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Just...
So we, that,
and saying all that, they've simplified the costumes in the past 10 years in continuity.
Oh, in 616
Wolverine doesn't wear those
agreed.
Crazy, ridiculous boots anymore. Remember
yeah.
those things with the pointies at the
yeah,
top?
Yeah, at the knees.
Awful.
Points at the knees.
Everything
yeah,
was pointed
at the knees.
Well,
yeah.
originally he had the stupid-ass whiskers on his mask.
I kind of like the whiskers.
I didn't mind the whiskers.
Has anyone seen
it worked with
what
the character was
Wolverine?
Supposed to be at, not, that, at that point.
Yeah, the new Ultimate Wolverine.
Oh, speaking of
son,
costumes, you and I apparently have an argument coming up about the new FF outfit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, let's get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get that later. This
they
is,
showed
this
the Hulkbuster armor concept art. Are we yes. going to see a Hulkbuster Iron Man in the Avengers
what
movie?
What I'm guessing is that since Ultron's the villain, he's yeah. going to hack one of Iron Man's armors he had lying around.
If you
look,
the, if you look at the concept art for Quicksilver, you see that he's running through robots that look
yes.
like, kind of like Iron Man.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
Well, I think that's going to spark a little... Hey, Tony, why do you have this armor? Just
well,
lying
they
there?
Explain it in 3.
All of them in 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
well,
explains why he has them, though, in 3. You
there's
know, just
a,
little trying to cope, you know? Yeah.
There's a cinematic deleted scene from Iron Man 3 that shows, like, Jarvis goes a little bit crazy, kind of yes. indicating...
Well, Jarvis is supposed to end up being...
Ultron.
I don't think he is Ultron, but apparently,
but
like...
His
oh,
voice
he is going to be the Vision,
Vision.
Though.
His voice
yeah.
is
oh,
the
yes,
Vision.
His voice
right.
is the Vision.
That's right. But there could be an offshoot where Ultron is created...
I think they've yeah. already gone on the record saying it's not Hank Pym who makes Ultron.
Yes,
just
yes
so
it's
they're
Tony.
Not interested.
Hank, yeah,
so the, Tony Stark, I guess, then is the next likely candidate
well,
on the block.
Wasn't it the storyline behind the second Avengers movie supposed to be that basically they build Ultron to help handle threats like the Chitauri and other
yeah.
alien
oh,
threats?
Oh, okay.
Maybe,
and then
yes,
it goes
maybe
crazy.
It's S.H.I.E.L.D. who did it.
He's
yeah.
like Cat or Carr from yes. from Knight Rider.
Well, even if S.H.I.E.L.D. does build it, it's yeah, still Carr. Kind of Tony Stark who would yeah. have to build it because Tony Stark's the
well, they,
S.H.I.E.L.D. go-to
they
guy
could
for
do what they did
especially
in the
AI
original
sort of
Hank Pym story. Ultron was created to help people and they weaponized him.
He was created sort of like a danger room.
Yes. Well, no, he was originally
well,
just like
think,
a butler.
I think
Hank
Pym just made him, yeah, to like...
yeah, he was just to help
but
people.
But he was like an evolving intelligence.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
like, and eventually felt like, I don't need to help these little monkeys and just like start
yeah,
killing
well,
them.
What happened is I thought Ultron was built to go up against the Avengers as kind of like a test.
No.
No.
He was
no,
like a danger.
No, it was just for shits and giggles.
Hank Pym. Classic Hank Pym.
He was created to help people. He was actually created as a device to help put people who've gone crazy, like the villains, they stopped. And make him deal with real life again.
So he's like a therapist.
Yeah, he was
Doc
a therapist
Simpson.
Robot. But as he continued to evolve, he saw the Avengers as a reason for causing these people to go crazy.
He's right.
And so he
Those
attacked
Avengers
the Avengers. Are
terrible.
Are the, he saw the Avengers as the real problem with the world.
Yeah.
And he went crazy and became.
Do you think how do we think that's going to translate though into the movie?
Well,
she's the Avengers.
Well,
the real threat.
What I said about simplicity works for plots as well. You don't want to try to convolute it too much.
What
so
is,
that makes me think they're going to use existing plot.
Yes. Agreed.
Something like Tony Stark upgrades Jarvis. Shield weaponizes Jarvis's AI.
I can see that. That's, that works with what we are.
Something
that
like
works
that.
Perfectly well what we already
movie,
have in the movies.
I like that if Jarvis wasn't also going to become the Vision, too. Because then it gets kind of like,
well,
oh.
Well, here's the thing. You could do it. Like,
well, maybe
the
they won't even
universe.
Call him the Vision.
Maybe
he just downloads himself into
a
body to help fight.
Of Jarvis or something. Maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. will just make a copy of Jarvis.
I was
going to
say, in Ultimate Universe, well, Hank does both at the same time. He creates the Vision and Ultron at the same time.
We're
kind of
spitballing about
so
a movie that's not out for another year.
Yeah.
We don't really know about it. But
speaking of a movie that comes out sooner, I went
do
to
we
see...
Do we
want to
finish with the Marvel?
I want to talk about
Well, real quick.
It looked awesome.
They showed a little bit of the test footage from Ant-Man.
Yeah. And they released an image of what looks like another Ant-Man suit with more black on it. I assume is Scott Lang's costume.
And it looks awesome.
And it looks so much cooler.
That's irredeemable. So they added the RoboCop, let's paint it black, make it look tactical.
No, they was like a black costume.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be, well, there's three Ant-Men. So one of them is going to have the all black. Ant-Man.
I prefer Ant-Man.
Really? I prefer Ant-Man.
Ant-Man makes it seem like they're a cohesive group.
I'm still throwing this out there. Marvel, let me write a just Ant-Man comic book.
Yeah, because they have the same
I could, with all three of them, I could write, I think, you could do a title you could with do, like, all three of them together.
And go Mant.
Ultimates pretty much had a giant man book at one point. Yeah. So, like, I could do it.
In any event, with a little bit of footage from Guardians. We got our first look at Ronan. Apparently, he was squaring off with Drax the Destroyer.
Awesome.
Some look at Drax the Nova in their
full costume. AKA the Destroyer.
Nova.
It's the most exciting
Nova?
For a movie in a while.
Guardians.
I'm pretty excited.
The Nova Corps are going to appear in the movie.
Yeah, they got full costume.
They were already in the preview.
But this is the actual
helmets. And there's like a picture floating around of like Nova Prime.
Yeah,
it's Glenn Close.
It's going to be awesome.
If you read the article I wrote, she's been cast for it in a while.
Yeah,
it's been Captain Marvel supposed to supposedly make an appearance at the end of the movie.
Yes.
Why?
What? Wasp?
No. Captain not Carol Danvers. Captain Marvel. Marvel.
Yeah, I don't think they'll introduce him.
No.
Because with Ronan, you get the Kree.
I understand that.
But they'd be remiss to introduce him for no other reason than because
he's
not
in the comics.
Because
you get Carol Danvers.
Boom. Because
they want Carol Danvers. And you don't get Carol Danvers without Captain Marvel.
You can make Carol Danvers Captain Marvel.
They're shifting all of these origin stories anyway.
Exactly.
They're shifting Ant-Man around an awful lot.
And you can still throw a Kree origin Carol Danvers' way, give her some Kree powers on accident, and boom, she's Captain Marvel without having Mar-Vell and all that back history. Even though it's awesome, moviegoers aren't going
to
get it.
Again, we got to keep it simple.
Exactly.
If you have to devote like half an hour of your movie just for the exposition dump, that's a bad idea.
It's not worth it.
All I'm saying is,
you want Captain Mar-Vell?
You could do it as quick as, and I've literally burned through the entire Ultimate Universe. It was a fun read. It's not amazing, but it's fun. But their Captain Marvel was literally just a warning saying, the Kree's going to invade your planet, and I'm going to help them do it.
He's like the precursor to it.
Yeah.
But then he got like...
He's like the surfer as far as Galactus. He's like, I'm the first man.
Who was that kid Captain Marvel? Who was that kid Captain Marvel that was on the Dark Avengers for a while?
Novar?
Yeah, Novar.
It was kind of like
his
character.
He has like 40 names. Like
yeah, he does. And they spell Novar differently, too.
Marvel Boy.
Yeah,
Marvel Boy. I think it was Protector.
Novar with an H. Novar without an H. They spell it weird all the time.
Yeah. Sorry. But how they do it in there, he was just like, the Kree are about to invade. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he accidentally gives Carol Danvers her powers.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Well, they could definitely do that with any.
That's what I'm saying.
Insert
they don't
Kree
explain.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. They don't explain much about him.
Especially
and he's
with
not
her,
a very special guy in their universe.
Especially with Carol having the pilot background, and they could definitely fit something.
That's what I'm saying. They could fit that in there. He's just like. Yeah. Not a very special Kree. All the Kree are just like him in the Ultimate Universe.
He just happens
to be the first guy to get there and say, hey, we're about to conquer.
Speaking of a small tangent, Carol Danvers.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, her relaunch came out last week. And it was pretty damn good.
I did not enjoy it.
I liked it. You did not.
It felt like...
You had that problem where you had written the first issue and not everything's explained.
Issue didn't explain anything. What it did was tie up loose ends from the last volume.
No, they said...
Why
the
do
that?
The
whole first half of the issue was setting up stuff that hasn't happened yet.
No.
The first
two pages are her in space.
Yeah.
And then the last page is her in space. Everything in the middle is her hanging out with Rhodey and talking to this girl she's living in the Statue of Liberty with. Stuff as a new...
That sentence right there makes it awesome enough.
But no... It's cool, but they didn't get into it. All they did was, and then she's
again. You don't want to do
Earth.
You don't want to do a fucking exposition dump that
she's
takes
leaving
up
Earth.
Fantastic
though.
Four did that. They
but
spent
no,
all of that issue doing a goddamn exposition.
She's
dump.
Leaving Rhodey. She's leaving
issue?
This little girl and her mom. She's not gonna. We're not gonna see them again. She's in space now.
You don't know that.
You're right. I don't know that, but. The way they made it seem was she's leaving Earth to go on this journey of self through journey of space. I understand that, and that made great sense.
Well,
this first issue should have been the last issue of the last volume because it had nothing for new readers in it except, hey, Carol Danvers is going into space. I knew that from the solicit.
You know what was good?
It wasn't a good way to get me to buy
Avengers Undercover issue 1.
I didn't read that
either. Avengers Undercover was pretty good.
It was awesome way to start the next chapter in that story.
I heard it was pretty good.
It was really good. The fact that they're just recovering from what happened, and everyone now knows about it.
On Arena.
Yes, because it's all on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And all of them are just, like, trying to keep, but Chase is just...
Arcade put it all on YouTube?
Put it all on YouTube.
On the last issue, you just put it all on YouTube.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it became a huge sensation.
Yeah.
And Chase is going on talk shows talking about it, and everyone else is still freaked out about it.
Yeah.
And people, like, talk to them about it, like, hey, you were my favorite. Like, at one point, Death Lockett is just, like, getting her, like, implants fixed up by a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. He's like, by the way, you were my favorite.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
She's like, your favorite what?
On the
character
island,
on the show. It wasn't a show.
It was real,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was,
cool.
We were all dying.
Yeah.
I killed the first boy I loved.
Yeah.
Like, that's not funny or, like, entertaining.
Did you read
to
Black
me.
Widow last week?
Yes.
Oh, Black Widow was
awesome.
A shining star of a
and
comic
book. And I told
book.
You that it was gonna, how it was going
to
be.
The first three books of this run were one-shots that sort of built to something, but you weren't really sure what. And in issue four, you figure out that it's coming into a head. You know, we're getting an arc going, and yeah, it's a really strong book, man.
I'm gonna say I'd like Secret Avengers number one. I thought I was gonna hate
didn't
it.
Read it.
It was already better than Spencer's entire run.
Alex Cott
writing Zero and Image normally writes like spy stories.
Yeah,
it felt like he literally had the Hawkeye style just when Hawkeye was there, and everyone else felt different, and I kind of really liked that.
All right, let's go back to
the
movie.
Well,
talk about
I was
going to
say, Ms. Marvel 2.
Ms. Marvel 2 came out today.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be, I hope.
Larry was about to talk about
FYI,
something.
FYI, I got Mark on record saying if issue 10 sells as well as issue 1 did, he'll eat issue 11. So.
Awesome, awesome.
Let's see if we can make that happen.
Yeah.
he'll only order three of them and be like, see, I told you.
It was really good
first
issue.
It's the best new character I've seen in a very long time.
I've heard that.
I agree.
Yeah. I just don't know if it's going to get the popular appeal to last a long time, but it should.
I think it will. Really I think having a new female writer. Yeah.
The first issue, just because... It garnered a lot of news attention because it's a Pakistani American Muslim girl who's the main
timely.
Character.
It's timely.
Yeah, but that will draw in people for issue one just because of I don't want to say the shock value of it, but like,
collectability,
the buzz,
collectability.
But the quality is there too. I think
awesome.
It should sustain it. Hopefully,
awesome. Well, quality is in comics.
Yes.
You know, you never know.
Yeah,
it is.
It really is. There's a large portion of the population that can identify with that minority struggle.
Yeah.
I think
because
there's a
she's
large
like,
portion
I'm
of
American.
The,
I'm
I think
not
there's
Pakistani,
a large portion
I'm
of the
American.
Population that's trying to identify with that, and that's even more important. Let's get off that. Let's talk about movies.
You
talked about
comics.
So yeah,
and then we got a bunch
a,
of movie news, man.
Yes,
bunch of movie news.
A sneak peek of Divergent. Now, of course, there's going to be some comparison to The Hunger Games.
It looks exactly like The Hunger Games.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't look exactly like The Hunger
Games. It looks all the outfits.
Okay,
now,
parallel
is
that it's a dystopian future and a female protagonist.
Thank you. That's the only similarity
outfits,
I saw in any of it.
You think the outfits look a little similar?
Not
they're wearing pants and shirts. I don't know.
Yeah, those are pretty bland.
So the ponytail, the jacket. I just feel like
it's the same genre. It's a genre.
It is the same genre as The Hunger Games, and naturally there's comparison.
Agreed.
And you actually, I get what you're saying. The character looks really bland from the trailer, but that actually is
bland.
In the story.
The
costumes.
That is actually.
Yeah, let's
in
not even talk about costumes in The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games is, especially in the Capitol.
Shut up. You talked about Black Widow's hair. I get to talk about the costumes in The Hunger Games.
But The Hunger Games costumes are super
special. Yeah, I'm just saying,
special.
If you can complain about her hair, I can complain about the similarity of costumes.
I think
costumes.
The costumes in The Hunger Games were super special, man.
Well,
they did
I mean,
a lot of work
yeah.
to make
about
the
when
Capitol.
It was pretty cool.
I'm talking about the game
everything,
costumes. Looked exactly like her outfit.
It looked like superhero outfit.
The stuff they did in the Capitol was pretty cool.
Very cool.
I thought the special effects of The Hunger Games were awesome.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The story as a whole, even though I liked them, I read the books, you really had to suspend your disbelief.
For Hunger Games.
For Hunger Games.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Divergent is much more plausible.
Okay.
Okay.
The basic premise...
It is science fiction, though.
Right.
I just
the basic
how to
premise
do
is...
I'm not sure. That doesn't translate to a podcast.
Yeah.
Nobody
the,
knows
the,
what you
the physical air quotes like this
physical
aren't
comedy does
well.
Not is yeah. not represented no, well by the sound of our
Divergent. I don't know. If
listeners
I
to the podcast,
you,
you're
I
missing so much because we're just constantly winking at each other.
We are.
Air quotes.
I'm hugging another podcaster like the whole time.
We're always talking about Shatter
of the I killed Adam like 5 minutes ago, but I did it quietly so none of you know.
So,
Jesse's dead corpse is rotting near us. You can't even smell it.
Back to Divergent. Divergent.
The plot of Divergent is there's some war you don't know, 100 years from the future. The city, what used to be Chicago, has a wall built around it to protect from
it's Transformers.
The people
remember
that.
Chicago.
Who are living in the wild, who live in the area or that didn't recover from the war. The war devastated the world. Transport. Chicago survived
okay,
a little bit.
Awesome.
Of all places in the world to survive, Chicago.
Yeah. Right, well, they're not
Judge
saying
Dredd
that that's
and,
the only place to survive, Megacity. But that's where the story takes place.
So Megacity 2.
Something like that, yes. Alright, so...
We're terrible.
Alright. Now, when you're in this society, they came up with a system so that everybody gets put in one of five factions.
Sort of like a caste system.
Basically, yes.
So it's Hunger Games. Tell
Hunger
me how it's
Games?
Different. Tell me how it's different.
In
I'm
Games,
on board.
In
what
was that Hunger Games?
In Hunger Games,
what,
you're 12? Born into
yeah,
your
born in districts, not caste.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But
they
aren't
have
the different districts like caste?
No.
They have different specialties,
they're
I guess
cities.
You
could say. Yeah, they're cities. District 12 is Tennessee.
Yes.
District,
okay, some
like,
of them are rural. Some of them are fancier. Some of
district 11 is like Louisiana.
Parts of the country they're in.
It's almost... Dude, cities in themselves are like a caste system. You
agreed.
Look down on somebody
agreed.
Depending on what city they're in.
Let's
yeah.
just let
well,
Larry
I'm
get back to
look
this.
Down
yeah,
on you
let's let
the
Larry
city
get back to this. Right.
I mean, yeah, for my... Right.
Shut up, Jules.
But,
what city do you look down on, Jules?
Yeah, yeah.
Gallatin.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Let's alienate
come
somebody.
On. Come on, Jules.
I'm from Hendersonville, so...
we're currently in, having been from
I'm
another...
I'm from Hendersonville, so by law, I have to alienate Gallatin.
I'm from Miami, Florida, and by law, I have to alienate all of the South. Because I'm from the North Caribbean. I'm not from the South.
All right, sorry, so Divergent, Florida. Larry.
All right,
it's a whole
so,
area.
Divergent, Larry.
Everybody
from
to bound and gag, Jules.
No, I'm from no. South Florida. It's a different state. Yeah,
he's from the
Florida,
from
and
the
then
tip of the dong, not
yeah.
the... Not the
90 miles north of Cuba. That's pretty much
oh,
all
dude, that's
this.
An awesome necklace.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, nice. All
right. So, basically...
Divergent.
So, the faction...
Shut up, Jules.
One of them is for bravery. They are cast with defending the city. One of them was with intelligence. One of them is with maintaining peace.
So how do they tell
one of them,
who's got who's goes into what
well,
caste system?
I'm getting into that. And one of them is
I'm
for selflessness. And the selflessness
like
is
together.
Where the main character
that's the
comes
five Ronin Warriors.
And so they
that's
do.
That's the thing. That's like the five.
Oh my god!
It
is kind of Jules.
It is kind of the worst. There's five of them and they have five virtues.
It is.
I understand this.
Five. No.
All right. Now, Divergent was based off the first novel of a literature graduate from Chicago. Went to Northwest.
Yeah.
Oh, this is their very first book.
Northwestern.
And boom.
Cool.
All right. So. So these different casts, when they're 16, they go through this weird psych evaluation, and it gives them a result.
And they find out which cast they're in.
And it tells them which one they would be best suited from. Then they go through a ceremony where they get to choose.
Choose
but
what?
Whatever cast they
oh,
want to
so
be in for the rest of their life.
It's not final, then, what you're best for?
What
is it
they
like the sorting hat?
What?
You know, like the sorting hat? The sorting hat tells you which house you're going to, and it, like, the machine tells you which cast you're going into. Why are
it
you laughing at that?
It doesn't tell you.
It's a perfect analogy.
That's why.
It's a perfect analogy.
But here's the thing. You still have the, that's the thing, is you have the freedom to choose whatever you want,
oh,
no matter
okay.
what.
Okay.
Weird.
So what are
it
they
tells you?
Yeah,
that's like a freedom to choose deal.
Yeah, so why are we, why are they so
kind of like, I guess.
Here's that. So the thing is, if the test doesn't if you your mind works differently, if you don't get a 95% of the other population,
if it says you should go to the other school, not even Hogwarts.
No, no,
you should
no.
go to another school. It doesn't even put you in a house. It says we don't know what cast.
Drop
you're
the in. Harry Potter for just a minute. Let's get through this.
Poor Daniel.
You know what? All right.
No, it doesn't.
Hold up. Let me just say this. Fuck you. You haven't said shit, so okay.
You're cool.
Okay, you're not bad yet. And fuck you twice, Jules. Once for half of me, once for half the state of Tennessee,
like ever since I stopped
and once for half of the entire United States of America, you North Korean.
I'm asking North Korean questions about the movie.
I have
three jobs.
I
was Harry Potter.
We just hit F-bomb quotient for like the next 5 weeks.
I have three jobs. I pay more taxes than anyone else here.
He's throwing cakes at me too. I'm asking serious questions about the movie. I'm interested.
Right. Let's let him finish.
You know, all right, if I'm trying to explain this. All right, so it gives you a test. Tells you what trait you're best at.
What cast you should right, be put
but
in.
But some people, their brain works differently.
They're divergent.
They're considered divergent.
What does that mean, and, though, if you get to
well,
choose?
Well, here's the thing. The divergent people, because their brain works differently, people fear them.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
If anybody finds out they're divergent, they tend to disappear.
Why do they fear them?
Because they're different.
Because they're different.
And oh, people different. Fear things that are different.
I don't. I love different things.
You
That's
are
why I'm at
a
this podcast.
Thing.
Yeah, look at this group.
So the main character, of course, finds out she's divergent, and she chooses the bravery, and that sets it up.
Okay.
Now, basically, it's all set up. There's no real money system or whatever, so it's all just set up in the way that you would have to have. To have some sort of city survive after that, you would have to have some sort of system to control the population.
Yeah, and this is
and
the
this
system.
Is pretty much the faction system is to control the population and keep them working.
Yeah, the feudal system, as it's known,
right?
Has worked
exactly.
Throughout history,
and this is pretty much it's a reset up of a similar system. Instead of there being lords, and you know, it's all set up just on job duties.
Okay,
somebody like. You know, somebody's got to grow the food. Yeah. Somebody's got to be the public servant, yeah. The janitors, the okay. volunteers. You know, somebody's got to do the research and development.
So,
you know, somebody's got to be the police, the defense,
so
the
give
army.
So give it a dual rating, Larry. Give it a rating standing all on its own, and then also give it a rating as the obvious prelude to a trilogy. That's probably... There's going to be more movies after
right.
this.
Well,
sure.
right, right. They've movies. Already working. There's... the book it's based on is a trilogy with a prequel that's actually supposed to come out later this summer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
So rate the movie all on its own, and then as the first chapter.
On its own, I mean, it was a really enjoyable movie. The premise was far more believable than other dystopian futures.
Okay.
I didn't that... The character's actions seem believable.
Nice, okay.
You know, there was one scene where somebody goes, "It's not like you're going to shoot me." And she goes, yeah, I will. Okay, and bam.
Oh, wow.
You know, and okay. Then somebody else says, "Why does everybody say that?" Bam, and she shoots. I mean,
okay.
So
well, it's
you know,
different than your usual of that sort of genre.
The characters behaved in believable ways.
And, but it's still a movie for younger people.
I mean, it is a PG-13 movie.
Okay. That's pretty rare. Usually they stick to a method, and follow that pretty closely.
Yeah, it didn't all happen quite the way I didn't 100% predict the movie.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's good, though.
It definitely ends on a cliffhanger, but it doesn't leave me here. Whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
But it definitely goes, okay, you know, they... quote right off into the sunset, but you know it's not a happy ending.
Okay.
It's like
right.
they're safe for now.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So you definitely have a setup.
Yeah.
Without going, well, fuck, this is the middle what happens
yeah.
in the next scene, you
I
know.
Gotcha,
it's
I gotcha.
Like so
right. So a good movie overall.
Okay. Definitely I mean you know, yeah, this is, we've definitely had a mode of switching where our action heroes tend to be more likely to be female nowadays.
I'm cool with that. It's starting with Laura.
Yeah.
It's started with Laura Croft. I was going
to
say,
did you hear Scarlett Johansson's quote that Cat 2 is one step closer to me doing a whole Black Widow movie?
And I'd really like to see
she's
that.
She's a big part of it. She gets to kick some ass, and she gets to use the shock bracelets.
Awesome. She was using those in Avengers, but yeah. I'd
like
to see a Black Widow movie.
Do a Black Widow movie.
I agree.
On its own, I was really glad I saw it in theaters. That's my rating. It's worth $10 to go see it.
Nice. And that comes out this Friday.
While we were just talking about it, they did release some more footage of Cap 2. They showed that whole scene where he like jumps out of the transport into the ocean. Like, did he have a parachute? And then he's like, nah.
Yeah.
They showed that whole scene of, well, not the whole scene, but like they showed the next few minutes of him going across the ship just beating the crap out of thugs and all
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Like I said before, somebody's going to be able to piece together the movie from just what
because there's
showing.
So many trailers. Yeah,
you
there's
know,
so much preview.
Oh, then don't. I mean, that's your conscious choice to go together and piece together the movie.
I don't
want to know the movie.
I haven't seen that one.
Do that.
I haven't seen that one and haven't done it. But he's right. Somebody could easily do that.
Yeah, and you have ruined it for yourself, and it's your own fault.
Agreed.
Yeah, so I haven't been going out of the way to see the trailers, but I have seen that one.
Well, this was something that wasn't on TV. I had to go online and look it up.
Me.
So it's not like I was forced to watch it.
Yeah,
of course.
YouTube video on me.
Yeah.
But saying all that, having, like I said, burning through most of the Ultimates, seeing some of these scenes in the trailers, I've come to really appreciate all the little things they're throwing in for every fan of Captain America.
Okay.
And that the first issue of Ultimates, the original Ultimates, that's exactly what happens. It's World War II, and Cap's jumping out of a plane.
Without a parachute.
Without a parachute. Cool. And they're like, did he leave his parachute behind? And Bucky's like, he never uses a parachute. He figures I'm going to land. He lands on his feet every time, too. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
And I was like, I really appreciate they threw that scene in there.
Very cool. Well, what other movies? Let's stick on movies.
New Godzilla trailer dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
I have not seen that either.
A lot of good footage. Shows the other monster briefly.
There's another monster. I didn't even know that.
Did
we know which one, or do I want...
Speed starts real
soon.
It's a new
monster.
Oh, so they're not using, like, King Ghidorah or Destroyah or anything?
It
kind of reminds me of Biollante, but it's a new monster.
Okay.
I don't think anything else is going to get me more excited for that movie. The teaser was bad, but the first trailer for that was really good.
Get over it.
The rest of us liked the teaser finally
really
as we realized
good.
It was a teaser.
I know, I'm just saying. I don't like a trailer for a trailer. I think it's illogical to be
You know what? I mean, realistically, tell me the premise of the movie, show me one or two scenes. You know, I'm fine with a teaser.
Yeah.
Anyone else excited about
I'm fine with a teaser. I just
Godzilla.
Didn't like the teaser.
I think
the monster destroys Tokyo. Do you want to see this?
I might.
You hate all issue ones.
No, I don't hate all issue ones. I gave Black Widow 1 a raving review.
Yeah, it was. That's because it was incredible.
Because I couldn't find anything wrong with it.
There was nothing wrong with that issue.
I looked and looked and looked and couldn't find anything wrong.
Oh, there is one thing that bugged me about this movie, about Divergent. The one thing that bugged me.
I got him out of his seat with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you make this decision when you're 16.
Okay.
All right. The love interest in the movie for the chick, she falls in love, plays an older guy. He's like, I don't know.
How old's an older guy?
All right, well, I don't know. He's obviously in his
20s. Is he in his, like, 30s or 40s? That's fucking creepy.
But he's, like, classes ahead. He would be basically like a 16-year-old. And like a 25-year-old, which is just
that's kind of grody.
It's legal in some states.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's
add
so
10 years to both, and it's really okay. But yeah, now
it's legal in Georgia.
It's creepy. Yeah, it is legal.
Well, by our current standards here in this state,
yes,
which is a little. So
now we know. That's odd. Tennessee is a little bit better.
But no, yeah, 16's kind of a creepy.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you there. I'm just telling you, Georgia, the age of consent is 16.
Well, while we're alienating states,
Alaska sucks, and here's why.
Alaska looks beautiful. I want to go to Alaska.
I would like to, not in the winter, but yes, I would too.
Lives in Alaska.
Oh, really?
Nice. She used to work winters in Hawaii and summers in Alaska.
Wow,
that's cool.
My oldest child's godfather's ex-wife has
my closest to Alaska. Which was a great series.
Scene.
He never gave it time.
Rattling that off like that scene from
Space
Mom.
Northern Exposure.
I'm your father's brother's uncle's nephew's roommate.
Speaking of alienating, me and Taylor here, we've had this argument coming for a while here. And I really like the new Fantastic Four costumes.
You said they were better than the original.
I'm over the blue. I've been over the blue for a long
time. The original were the blue and black.
Yeah.
With the number, the lighter side blue with the black accents. I like the Future Foundation outfits.
I like those quite a bit. Costume. Those were cool.
I also have an issue with the red. I don't think it's necessary.
For one thing, okay,
why, when we have a new volume, do we have to have new outfits?
They're not the worst things I've ever seen. I'll say that.
No, of course not.
But why? They haven't given any reason at all in either of the first two issues why they made the change.
That makes me
think it's just like they're throwing it in there just for the sake of changing it.
Yeah.
Look at how radical and cool they are.
Future Foundation, they had reasons.
We want to retire the blues because we don't have John anymore. We're not the FF anymore because we're not.
And Spider-Man's black and white looked awesome.
That looked bitchin'. I wish they'd
actually
that
awesome. The black variant to the white costume that the other ones when Sue had the all black was awesome.
But the red, I have to agree, it's not terrible, but it needs. It's uncalled for. I don't see a reason.
The blues, maybe it's a nostalgia factor, but yeah, they are iconic. Those are the FF outfits.
Okay, here's the thing. I like the outfits. Yeah, which they did. With the Future Foundation costumes. I like that Sue has her own, different from the other, from Johnny and Reed.
The new ones.
Yes.
The reds.
Yeah, I like that hers is red with
different.
Black.
Yeah.
I will concede that Ben looks better in shorts than he does in a
speedo. No, dude, I miss the pants and the boots.
Okay, so the one thing I will disagree on that.
Okay, I'll say the wife beater was way too much.
I prefer my Ben Grimm in the wife beater. It just makes sense. He's from Yancey Street. He's from Yancey Street.
I'm so shocked. I think you should come down on the side of the wife beater.
That's not funny.
Larry, you had to go there.
That's one of the best segues we've ever had to say goodnight, Elaine.
I get that joke.
For the last time, Ultimate Hank Pym was a wife beater. 616 slapped his wife once.
And how many times have you slapped your
wife?
Oh,
you sound so awful when you say that.
I just hit her one time.
No, hold on.
Everyone does that.
Because here's my thing. No. And the whole scene and the whole internet takes it out of context. Because
you're right.
He was in the middle of
nothing. That was terrible the way you said that.
Yellow Jacket wasn't at the time, Yellow Jacket wasn't Hank Pym.
You're right.
He didn't even know he was Yellow Jacket.
Yes.
Yellow Jacket was a different, he had gone crazy and developed a split personality. And Yellow Jacket was a totally different person.
Yeah. You don't have to explain
Janet
it.
Janet had figured out that Yellow Jacket and Hank were clearly the same dude. And was trying to stop him and calm him down, and he slapped her.
Let's see who you really are, Hank.
I knew it. You'd have gotten away with it, too.
And,
let's talk about another movie's coming out.
News,
Pixar.
You do it to yourself, man.
Pixar. Pixar.
Cool character.
I agree.
He's more interesting than most of the characters you parade around.
He's great.
I like Ant-Man.
Pixar.
He's so interesting, he could have his very own episode of Cops.
Transition.
And what? An airplane all day? The man murdered people, beat women, and is
that was like a Mortal Kombat finisher move, Larry, just delivered right there.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, everyone worships the ground Deadpool and Wolverine walk on.
I don't.
And they're
I
far don't. Worse yeah. people.
I agree.
By all means.
But they're Weapon X. They have an excuse. They were in the Weapon Plus program.
After he left the Weapon X program, Wolverine continued to murder for money.
Their brains are mush. Let's talk about Pixar.
Yes.
Pixar.
Their new slate apparently is going to be sequels that they're making.
I'm awesome with that.
I just got an incredible sequel. I think
The Incredibles deserve a sequel.
They do. Above any of the other movies, Incredibles is my favorite.
There's more story to tell there, sir.
Yes. Of course, the Toy Story movies as a whole are great. Yeah. You know,
Toy Story 3 is probably the best of the three.
Agreed, but I don't want to take Toy Story 3 as a singular movie. I think Incredibles is a much better singular, standing on its own movie.
Perhaps.
But what, like Larry said, Incredibles 2 could very well be an awesome prequel.
Because
if you look at
like the concept art for The Incredibles, there are like fantastic character drawings. There's like this one guy that looks like he could be a awesome villain.
Just when Syndrome is going through all of the people who have been killed by his robot, all of those characters look freaking awesome.
Yes.
And they're just we'll make them up just to cast them aside.
Well, but this is
so
one cool. that
that's
didn't even make
thing
the
Pixar
movie.
Does,
he was like a suave looking guy with a cane.
Yeah.
And I mean like there's like other, you know, other Incredibles, like who's Mr. Incredible's dad?
Yeah.
Elastigirl's
mother and father. You know, the grandparents.
Yeah.
Or well, you know, we're getting the whole gang back together.
That kind of goes into what Pixar does really well. They are able to take awesome ideas that they came up with and understand that this does not fit into the movie we want to make. So
they can
going
flesh
to
it
out.
They know the universe, well, and they know what fits and what doesn't.
I'm sure everyone
they
knows the famous story.
They don't ham-fistedly shove things in, yes. No matter how cool they are, yes. If they don't work
exactly.
For the movie they want
I don't
to make.
Know. Have you seen Cars and Cars 2?
Yeah.
I like Cars 2 is an aberration. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, they make Cars 2.
I
or airplanes.
Cars 2, apparently, that's what people are worried about with the whole sequel idea. I never did see Monsters University. I heard it was good.
Of a prequel, and it was really just focusing on those characters.
Let's go to school to learn a trade that's going to be obsolete in 20 years. Yeah.
Well, they make it obsolete. Yeah, they figure out how to do
they
it.
They are the ones who make it obsolete.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Cars 1, the first Cars, was a crappy movie because it was a knockoff of another movie. It was just a direct copy. But the animation was brilliant, and it was cutting edge at the time. Cars 2 was a much better plot and premise with the whole super spy thing.
It
a lot more fun.
It
was a lot more
Disney
fun
animation
than the first
took over
one.
Cars 2.
But the animation was not as good and not as
no,
cutting edge.
That's what I'm saying.
And then Planes was horrible.
Pixar didn't make Cars 2 or Planes.
That was Disney, right?
Disney's animation.
Oh, did Pixar not make Cars 2?
No. They still owned everything and they had their name on it, but it was
Disney
animation
that made Cars 2 and Planes.
It was Pixar's Cars.
Yes.
But it Pixar was not did, Pixar doing.
They saw the movie and they figured, yeah, that's the stinker we did. Yeah. We don't want to do it again.
Planes
but
was terrible.
But it did so
Planes
well.
Planes is by far the worst Pixar movie ever made. It's terrible. The story is horrible. The art is nothing new.
When I saw the trailer for that, I was wondering, what other vehicle are they going to give human personalities
trains.
In the next
one? Trains. Spaceships.
For the theaters who bought you Planes.
I can only follow that.
Yeah, Pixar Zeppelins.
Tractors.
you give the Zeppelins a German accent in.
Oh, dude, that would be actually pretty good. They're going to steal that
well,
idea.
Well, the obvious next choice is boats, I guess.
Yeah, boats.
Lancy and air.
I think spaceships,
man. I think trains. You already got planes and automobiles. How do you not do
spaceships?
Oh, I was going for Lancy and air. We have planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We've already done the first two.
That's bad. They should not do that.
Yes, they should.
But yeah, Incredibles 2 is something really... I'm really super excited about.
I would definitely
about,
go
man.
See The Incredibles 2.
Definitely.
To my opinion, that's still the
best
one.
Oh, but then
one.
They say Cars 3.
They are doing Cars 3. So I'm not
Wall-E
sure they can
to?
Screw up.
Wall-E, that story's over. I don't really want to see a sequel.
Me neither.
I love Wall-E, but that story...
Wall-E gave a good conclusion.
No. You don't want to watch, but the message of the movie
story.
Was
that's
about like, getting to that point.
Yes.
I don't know if we want to sit
that's
down
a heavy
and
movie.
It's a deep, heavy movie. It makes you want to go exercise.
Here's how Wall-E 2 ends. A bunch of overweight people try to build a farm. They all die of heart attacks. The end.
They can't reacclimate to Earth's gravity.
Maybe the this is one of those things where you don't want to think about it.
No, you don't. Exactly. You don't.
You're
think
ruining
about it.
The whole fun of the movie.
Yeah. Agreed.
It could be a prequel.
I would love to see an...
Not everything needs a prequel.
No, I don't want to see a Wall-E prequel. What, he's coming off the assembly line? Come on, I want to see that.
Fucking the world dies slowly.
No.
That would be a terrible Disney movie.
That would be the worst Pixar movie
Disney
ever.
Since corporations killing the world.
That's
they
the first
put that
one.
Movie in the one spot of that story you'd want to watch it, the in-between.
Yes.
You don't want to watch the world dying and them living on the damn cruise ship.
You don't
want
to see them
you
fixing it.
Yeah, you don't want to watch the rebuilding process. We saw them getting from point A to point B.
Yeah, you're wrong again, Jules.
Universe
that
Pixar
wrong.
Created.
Well, a Wall-E sequel where the robots go crazy and act like Terminators.
Yeah, I would see
watch
that. I would watch Pixar do that. That would be awesome.
Aren't they making another Terminator movie?
They are just a reboot of the Terminator.
The entire
okay.
A Wall-E no more.
Terminator crossover.
Wall-E term meets Terminator. That'd be cool. That'd be better than the Robotech
overlord. Short circuit.
I'll be right back.
Number 5 is alive.
No, serious though. They said that
to somebody the other day. They looked at me like I was crazy.
I'm going to have to go home and watch that again.
I love that.
I love that.
That's the bad part about the short circuit movies is the Indian guy.
Gutenberg.
The guy... Not Gutenberg. The other the assistant
name, Gutenberg?
Steve Gutenberg was in it, but the
Steve
assistant
Gutenberg
to the
is not the Indian guy. I hate to
said Indian guy.
The Indian guy.
He said
the
main. The
Indian guy that was like the basis of like you know impressions for Indian people is not even Indian.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty hardcore racist.
It was the '80s. You were allowed to be racist as long as you didn't know any better.
Hello, oh, I saw it. That kind of reminds me of a thing to transition on to. Apparently, they're making a Peter Pan prequel or something.
They are.
Yeah,
what?
They already cast somebody.
Yeah, they cast they passed the girl from. A girl with a dragon tattoo as Tiger Lily, a Native American character.
I did hear that. That was the big hubbub
about when Peter comes to Neverland.
Yeah, it was the same hubbub they had for not hiring real dwarves to be in The Hobbit. And it's their actors. They're acting like they're something different. Why, if you're going to have the same...
Well, Felicia Day wrote a little op-ed, about that. She talked about how, like, this is... the important distinction here is that this was a part that was always originally intended for a... minority, a different ethnicity, a specific ethnicity.
Tiger Lily.
And you're taking away the opportunity for an actor of that ethnicity to finally get a part that's appropriate.
Yeah.
By giving it to a white person.
I just don't see the Naomi. I think people look for trouble where there's no trouble. Just the casting. Are they going to cast a girl in the male role? I don't know. If they don't, then I'm not never going to see it. Screw it.
Well, way that I'm not making a big stink as a nerd about them changing Johnny Storm.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. I would say I'm not making a stink of one. You can't make a stink.
I don't have a problem with the Johnny Storm being black. I do have a problem with Sue Storm being white if he's black.
Depends on how they put it in the story, but
they're adopted.
Yeah,
both of them. Yeah, actually,
yeah.
And
how do we know what the Native Americans look like in Neverland anyway?
And really, does it matter? Are they going to stick with the book?
What? Even if they did, let me go back to this. Even if they did do the Native American as a Native American actor, no matter how well it was done, there would still be somebody crying about how it wasn't a good choice and it was a bad choice because they made the political correct choice instead of getting the best actor. And you can't win for losing with these people, man. They look for trouble.
There'll always be people bitching, but Felicia Day's piece was well written. She made very valid points.
Oh no, and I agree. It's okay to make points, but the people who say just crap on it without having the discussion. I certainly believe that it's great to have the discussion. But
that guy was Mexican.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be a Native American.
And he's supposed to be that whole character's thing is he's Native American.
Yeah.
Got the tribal tattoo.
Yeah,
and yet nobody said anything. And we're not sure
that if he was, you know, part Mexican later on, because you're talking about 400 years after the United States was, you know, not Native American.
The actor is like not even close to Native American.
Yeah,
I mean. He could have been green, and it's been far enough in the future that you could explain it away.
But that was their whole thing in Star Trek, is the Native Americans had their own planet. They left Earth and had their own colony. And they had their own colony on a whole planet of just Native Americans.
That's the one where the Cardassians come along and kick them off, right?
Yeah.
They joined the Cardassians. No.
That's why Chakotay joins the Maquis. It's because the Cardassians kicked them off.
Yes.
The Cardassians.
The whole demilitarized zone.
Yeah.
The Cardassians.
Not the Cardassians. We don't keep up with the Cardassians. We keep up with the
Cardassians. Big butt aliens. But you said that Peter Pan was a prequel.
Has anyone else seen that meme with Goldie Hawn?
How would they do that? A prequel to a movie or a prequel to the old story that we all know?
Live action prequel to, guess, the...
Robin Williams Pan? Because that was my favorite.
I guess just the Peter
Pan. Yes, dude! The Robin Williams Pan!
Dude, Bangarang!
Dude, Bangarang!
That was a good movie.
Love that movie. It had a what's his name is Hook.
It blew my mind when I found out that Zuko from Avatar was Rufio. Yeah. It blew my goddamn mind.
Rufio! 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 Nothing beats that, dude.
Nothing does beat that.
The never food, when they just imagine there's food.
Dude,
man.
The food fight.
Even when he finally saw it, that was the most unappetizing.
Oh, yeah, it just looked
like neon.
Mashed potatoes. Yeah, it was so weird.
And all reality, it probably was just food colored mashed potatoes.
See, that's a short circuit, and now freaking Hook. I have to go back and watch both of those damn movies now.
Sorry, you're welcome.
Damn. Love some Hook. What else, man? Anything else?
Charlie Brown.
They're redoing Charlie Brown.
CGI.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, the trailer teaser for it dropped yesterday, CGI. But it's done in the style of the animated specials.
It's a nice mix of everything. Yes. I'm just not sure how it's going to
translate
because, in my opinion, Peanuts and those characters are awesome in 5-panel strips and 30-minute holiday specials. Anything beyond that, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Well, but they're so great in those five pairs. Yeah, I agree. Because
Charles Schulz, literally, if you know, he died after reading the last comic in the paper.
Yeah.
Like, he retired. He lived for 6 weeks after he retired, which is how long it takes for it to air.
Yeah.
After reading his last comic,
he died.
And so that's just like fate saying, this is my life's work complete.
It's really great, and it's awesome that
they're... And so it's very sacramental ground you're messing with.
It is in a way,
Charlie
but...
Charlie Brown, it's such a part of Americana.
Yes, I totally agree.
It's going to be... It just has to be handled really, really good.
But it still should be
handled.
You do
have to walk on eggshells.
They should ignore it, though. They should do a movie. They should use the license. Like, Muppets fell away for years. And since their resurgence, I'm so glad they did that, because now I can share my childhood love of the Muppets with my children.
And it was an actor, Jason Segel, wanting to do just that.
Yes.
On some talk show.
Yeah, he wanted to be
to be a Muppet. Yeah. He helped write that song, yes. I Want to Be the Muppet. Yeah.
He was on a talk show.
Am I a man? Or am I a Muppet?
You're a Muppet of a man.
He was doing the next Muppet movie before anybody actually was doing it. He started that rumor that actually got it going.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doing the next Muppet movie.
And why would Disney
and
care,
there
man?
No Muppet movie.
Sure, go ahead.
Like, we got these licenses. Let's use them.
Here's $10 million we got laying around.
Is that coming out this week? Muppet, the second Muppet
movie? I think it's next week. But, is it this week?
Sometime really soon.
Yeah, very soon. I want to see that. It looks... Ricky Gervais. Oh, my goodness.
The evil Kermit.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Which is the movie he wrote about his
own. From Modern Family.
But the play at the end is actually something he wrote and performed in high school.
What were you saying?
The Dracula, the musical?
No, that's he really wrote that.
He really wrote that. That's actual musical he wrote and performed as a high schooler. No, get this. His entire life, he wanted to be a Muppeteer.
He wrote a rock opera
about
Dracula.
With Muppets.
Awesome.
And performed it. Nice. That's an actual play.
I think everybody at some point wanted to be a Muppeteer.
His entire
man.
Dream was to get famous and be a Muppeteer.
Speaking of crazy.
These last 5 minutes have made me love that guy a lot more.
And he wrote for Sarah Marshall.
Somebody on YouTube has done a Muppet rock opera Magic the Gathering.
I thought you were going to say.
You shared it, or somebody shared it. And I didn't look at it, but I saw it posted.
I mean, you know, it's.
Has anyone else seen Avenue
Q? It's pretty hilarious.
I finally got around to it. It's like Avenue Q plus Fiddler on the Roof equals Avenue Q.
They cost too much.
Oh my goodness.
It's incredibly
Avenue Q.
Yes. Thankfully, the entire cast is of the Jewish faith.
Yeah, that'd be pretty freaking racist.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty freaking racist. And it's got done with puppets.
What do they do with the song, the number song they sing in there? What do they sing?
No, no, they do all sorts of
songs.
It's
all new songs?
All new songs.
Oh, okay. And they don't do tradition.
No, and
in
it
a
was
weird way.
Apparently it was some sort of fundraiser that they performed.
Okay.
The whole thing's on YouTube. It's only like 30 minutes
long.
And it's so funny.
That's awesome.
If you're easily offended, please do not watch it.
I gotta see this now.
Yeah, I'm easily offended. Please, I wanna see this. I wanna whine about it.
And if you're easily offended, you should know anything about Avenue Q anyways, because that's one of the most offensive things I've ever seen on the
They have a song in that the internet is for porn.
Internet is for porn.
It is, though.
Like 85%,
my
man.
Internet was porn.
It's a phenomenal musical if you've never seen it.
He's the stand-up comedian that does the song Internet Porn. He's on Bob and Tom. It's like Doug Stanhoe.
Oh, that sounds right.
That sounds right. And there's one line on this, you know, it's like he's talking about all these different porn. It's like, oh, geriatric German grandmother.
Yes, that is him.
And then the last part is like guy on girl on guy on guy on guy on sheep.
Yeah. That's there somewhere.
I guarantee you can Google that right now and find. Don't do it, Larry.
Please.
It'll be
before this gets weird. Let's end this debacle.
Anytime we move towards porn, it gets weird on the podcast.
All right, there's one thing I would like to say that we didn't cover last week. We should have covered.
Okay.
Last week was the 6 month anniversary of us doing the podcast.
This podcast we're doing
right
now.
This podcast.
6 months.
We've been doing it for just over 6 months now.
Oh wow! I never thought we'd make it.
Yeah. So, I am so sorry for everyone who actually listens to this. 6 months of us just yelling at me. Well, you that's know, all it's been. Six yeah. months of how much can Jules do wrong this week?
6 months and of us talking
always,
over each
if
other.
If you would yeah. like to come and yell at Jules in person,
yes.
he'll be here every Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon is when we record. News. Come and record yes. with us. Be a part of the show.
That's what I
come
did.
See us at Comic City 2, home of the buy one, get one half off trade paperbacks.
Ooh. Oh, is that the official like subtitle of the store?
The
official store.
No, it's your friendly neighborhood comic book store.
Yeah, I thought it was yeah, a friendly neighborhood comic shops. Yeah.
Check out OutrightGeekery.com.
Yeah, OutrightGeekery.com.
I write a lot of things now.
YouTube.com/WeeklyRex. Subscribe, comment.
I'm not on there anymore.
Jules is taking a hiatus from there, but he will be back. Facebook.com/OutrightGeekery for everything we do. And yeah.
OutrightGeekery.com.
Yeah, OutrightGeekery.com, exactly.
That's
love
it.
That website.
Yeah, it's a great website.
And you already covered Gnada Lane, right?
I think he did. I think it was
yeah,
a great fit for
oh,
it.
It's in there.
When we were talking about punching women.
we were talking about... Never mind.
Now,
never
mind.
Let's
mind.
Stopping this right now.
But
it just
I do not condone hitting women.
No, no one condones
say
that.
This.
It happened
okay.
in a piece of popular culture, and we're talking about
it.
We make fun of Jules, but we do not support any abuse.
I don't either.
Of men or women. No abuse.
I don't support any abuse.
And
in
on
any
a
way,
serious
shape,
note, if you are in an abusive relationship, you do not have to take it. There are places out there.
Come
for help.
To see us. We will help you if that's yeah. the case.
Except
or
for
our
organizations
or
that will
the
help.
Or if you're a man getting beaten by your spouse. That's
some yeah. serious stuff.
It's happened to me.
Or if you just want to beat there. Up on a man, we'll
yes,
loan you jewels.
We have a couple.
Yeah, if you want to just come into the store and punch Jules in the gut, we will hold his arms away from his gut.
I don't think we'll
so
have to.
A clear
I don't
shot.
Think punch me in the shoulder.
No,
it's
got to be the gut.
Hey,
no.
At least
you can punch me in the butt. It feels like the same
nuts.
Thing.
Yeah, he's got dietary
yeah,
things. Right. He's got intestinal
yeah,
things.
Just punch me in the butt.
Or a
butt
shoulder. Punch. Shoulder.
That's way
how
better.
How about the chest?
Don't say no. butt punch, dude.
No, I'm saying like on the cheek. On the cheek.
You
want
to punch you?
Say butt punch.
No, dude. I'm Hispanic. I have a large derriere. It's
you
a lot
are
to punch.
Can we kick you in the shin?
I'm just staying out of this.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's go. I'm done with this.
I got no dogs in this fight.
Either. For some reason, fighting me is all anyone can talk about. Yeah. I'm just saying. I took 8 years of boxing. I will not hesitate
man,
to hurt
you
two.
You are like the quintessential Cuban.
I am. 8 years of boxing. Seriously? I played basketball and baseball and soccer.
Are you going to introduce this to your little friend?
Oh, did you see
no.
that on the...
Scarface
on the,
is a bad interpretation of who we are, but yeah. not a bad interpretation of how we
did you see that on the Facebook? They had the dude...